News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. I am down at the Cornerstone Bank on the corner of Cypress and Hempstead, and we are working with RABA and our annual salute to the Veterans Donation Drive-Through to provide local veterans free RABA punch cards. But good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
So what's weather look like today?
Well, turning to the North Valley weather, 10% chance of rain after 5. It'll be 72 degrees today, 20% chance before 11 p.m. And mostly sunny for your Friday, a high near 70 right now in Reading. We're looking at about 52 degrees in this report, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our customers, our warm friends.
Well, you know what? They are, and they're locally owned, family operated. What can I say about it? It's going to be a great day today. It looks like it's going to be perfect. We're down here, though, with a lot of different people. We're going to be talking to them during the day. And the idea here is that as you come down, just drive down. As you're coming down Cypress or Hartnell, and people are honking and waving already, and what we want you to do is come in and just donate. You know, donate the cost of a latte, donate the cost of a new car, or anything in between, and then we can get these punch cards to the local veterans that are in need of transportation, maybe not have cars. It helps them get to their businesses, their jobs. It helps them get around town. But I tell you what, let's go to our friends at our Wells Fargo advisors. Who do we have today?
And this morning we have Josh Wiley with the Market Minute. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are mixed in this first half hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 23 points at 15,770, while the NASDAQ's down 16 at 3,915, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,769. Oil's down 38 cents a barrel at $94.42, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.76%. Gold's down $12.10 at $1,305, while silver's down 2 dimes at $21.57 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks this morning. Johnson & Johnson's up a quarter at $93.29. McDonald's is down 29 cents at $97.61. And Goldman Sachs is up 53 cents at $164.06. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh. Thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. They're located down at Park Marina Drive, but why don't you head on down and give them a call. 530-243-7561. Is that correct there, Bad Bob?
That's correct. 243-7561.
Okay. Today we're just going to have a variety of things we want to talk about. I think one of the big things is that in a meeting last night with the city council, and one of the things that we've been talking to with members of the city council was a pitch that's being made to have moved the Veterans Museum to the police station. And I think it's a great idea. We want to talk about that when we get back, and we want to talk about just a number of other things. So we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want: a fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Gosh, you know what's beautiful out here? I'm down here at the Cornerstone Bank. And, you know, you need to come on down, Cornerstone Community Bank, and come on down and just drive by and drop off a donation to, so that our veterans will be able to, get punch cards so they can ride the buses and they can get around. This is, for every $10 donated, you'll get a raffle ticket for the opportunity to receive a gift certificate for a two-night stay with dinner for two at Strawbrook's Resort. And the results will be announced at on RABA. Anyway, as Americans, one of the, Chuck Auckland, Assistant Director of the Public Works, comments, as Americans living in a country where we're free, we sometimes take for granted that the men and women who made sacrifices for that freedom, our veterans, help us make our day-to-day life easier by making a donation this Thursday, November 7th. And of course, this weekend is the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake. And then on Sunday, Marine Corps birthday and a big birthday ball celebration at Wind River. And then Monday, Veterans Day. We're going to be on the air on Veterans Day, even though it's a holiday, because we have a number of veterans that we're going to have on. Men that have served from World War II all the way up into our present wars that we're in. And we're going to thank them, hear their stories, and just share times and salute our veterans. Many times that now it seems like many of the, when a lot of our veterans come back, they're not getting the same attention as it was, say, 10 years ago. Of course, when you look at how the Vietnam veterans came back, that was just atrocious. And that hopefully was fixed. But now we've been at war since 2001. I mean, and we've still got thousands of troops in Afghanistan. No matter what promises are made by what president, we still have men and women in harm's way. And they're coming home, and they're coming home to really, really lower chances. Their unemployment is much higher than the average, the people, you know, the average unemployment rate. They're coming home damaged and being wounded in action. Some of them, scars you can't see from traumatic brain injury, from getting concussions from the IEDs, others with post-traumatic stress. And reality, what's being done? How many people are really saying there's something wrong here with our VA system? It has almost a million cases in a backload. I just saw in Texas they had over 10,000 cases that had been waiting for over a year just in the state of Texas. I know here, and I know that Congressman LaMalfa has been making a concerted effort to try and hurry this up by going down to the various VA clinics, or not the clinics themselves, but to the adjudication centers, especially the one in Oakland, which manages to lead the United States in the number of backlogs, with leadership there that, you know, when you question it, was why is there still leadership? When there has to be a bill introduced in Congress to stop a lot of these offices from getting bonuses for, what, failure? But the average veteran is one that comes, does his job, comes home, assimilates back into society. The vast majority of them assimilate back in society. They pick up their lives and they move forward. And those, you know, those are the ones that sometimes are also forgotten. They use what they've earned to get an education. They move on with their lives. They use it to, you know, the GI Bill to maybe buy a house, and they move on with their lives. So I guess when we get closer to Veterans Day, I guess what I would ask people is if you see a veteran and if you thank them, don't be surprised if they're a little embarrassed or they don't really know what to say, because everyone that I've talked to, almost everyone that I've talked to has said, you know, it's an honor to serve this country. So for you to thank me is, you know, I really don't know what to say. You know, it's something I wanted to do. It's something that, you know, maybe their families had done, but it was something that it's an honor to serve a country. I tell you, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the veterans. We're going to talk about the Veterans Museum, perhaps moving downtown, really close to where KCNR is. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And we go once again to Carl Bott live on location as they raise money for veterans and bus passes. Hello, Carl.
Because, you know, I like using, but this was just, no, that, I think you should go to regularly. And you use, for example,
and is often the case with digital communications, we're experiencing a little difficulty. Please bear with us while we try to get a better connection.
Hey, Bob. Hello.
Yes, sir, I am here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better now. Try to stay on that microphone because I was losing you in the background.
I wasn't paying attention, and I was talking to people. That's probably why.
All right, we're good to go now.
All right. Okay. Hey, look, I'm, welcome back. I'm down here at Cornerstone Community Bank with Evelyn Peterson.
Good morning.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
It's only because I've known you for like 5 years. Evelyn, what's going on down here?
Well, today we are having our fourth annual Salute to Veterans. And what we are doing is raising funds to purchase RABA bus passes for our local veterans who are in need of transportation. We have thousands and thousands of veterans that live in our community, and just a lot of them need to get around, and they don't have the capacity to do that. So we hope that you can come down, make a donation. We're at Cornerstone Community Bank on the corner of East Cypress and Hempstead.
Somewhere down here. You'll see us. There's
flags
other
everywhere.
There's flags.
We have a big RABA bus here.
Yeah. In fact, we'll go out and we're going to block the intersection with the RABA bus until we get $5,000.
Yeah, so that's our goal. So, and also when you come here, for every $10 you donate, we will give you a raffle ticket to fill out so you have the opportunity to win, a weekend at Straw House Resorts. It's a beautiful resort about 15 miles on the other side of Weaverville. So come on down.
And the hallelujah in the background was part of that. If you get to $10, there'll also be a choir. That if you win the card, there's a choir that comes along with it. And when you check into the hotel, they come in and they sing hallelujah, or they could be a ring tone on somebody's phone that was just sitting there.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, hey, look, let's get somebody in here. Sergeant First Class Colette.
Yes, sir.
Is that the correct? Why don't you grab here? Grab a seat. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're here. You stationed here in Reading.
I am stationed here in Reading. I am a detailed recruiter. Pretty much the Army kind of looked at me, told me I was a great, wonderful American, and had me come out here and be a recruiter for about 3 years. So I got about a month left, and then I'm moving on to Fort Bliss, Texas, and that's where I'll go back and do my actual job, which is mortuary affairs.
Mortuary affairs.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You know what? I met one Marine that was in that over in when I was in Fallujah a few years ago, and I asked him about that, and he said, don't. He said it was an honor to do it, to take care of our fallen.
Yes, sir. Yes. Somebody has to do it. It's kind of one of those glass balls you don't want to really drop.
Yeah.
Got to make sure everything's dignity and respect as far as coming back, especially as far as the families are concerned, as far as notification, making sure the personal effects of that soldier gets back. There might be a watch from like a great-grandfather who fought in a previous war and it's been passed down through generations. We want to make sure the family gets those things back.
Well, did you ever by any chance see the movie Taking Chance? The one about the Marine that was returned home to Montana?
I did not.
Okay, it's probably as close as you're going to get in reality, is showing from the beginning. And it wasn't blood and guts or anything like that, but how they came back where they brought back into from in the States, Dover. When they were brought into Dover, and then how they were taken to their families, and it was extremely moving. And so it's a really tough job. It's just got to be a tough job.
It is, but once you as long as you're taking having respect in what you do, it's really an honor to do that kind of thing.
Well, you know, frankly, hopefully here in the next year or so that you'll be, you're going to be, your work's going to be really cut back, way back. But, do you handle other things when there's not a war going on?
Normally we'll get moved into like a different position where we're doing a lot of training. Sometimes we'll handle, ammunition, stuff like that. As far as the ordering, all of our downtime is really just training. If we're not doing anything, if we're not actually deployed and doing the actual job.
Okay. What, how's recruiting here in Reading?
It's great. I love it up here.
I understand that's for most of the recruiters that there's a lot of young men and women that want to enlist.
Yes. A lot of them I hear, as far as job market, they would like to go ahead and, either use, and I won't even say the Army, I'll just say the military, as a stepping stone, or some of them say, hey, if I like it, I'll go ahead and make it a career. So, which either way, it's a really good idea to look at. That way you are looking at all your options and setting yourself up for success.
Well, no, absolutely. The military gets the services of a young man or woman that add to them, and then they in turn learn a trade.
Yes.
That they can then come back out and they can use the time they've been in to get an education or to follow on with the trade they've learned and become citizen or carry on their citizenship with having served their country, which frankly I think should be a prerequisite for a lot of other things if you're going to do something in this country. That serving your country ought to be the main, one of the main qualifiers.
Yes.
Like politics. Just a thought. Anyway. So, well, good luck and thanks a lot. You got last thoughts here? Before I grab, Staff Sergeant Troiani here.
Stay Army strong.
Hoorah. Semper Fi. Okay, let's get. Okay, hey, Staff Sergeant, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Fine. Now, what do you do? Are you a recruiter, too?
I am, sir. I've been here for a little less than a year.
A little less than a year.
Yes.
Hey, Bad Bob, you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
How are we coming across here? Can you hear okay?
Coming across just fine. I don't know if you can see your text window, but yes, you're coming across great.
Can't see the text window. Okay. All right. Staff Sergeant, so you've been here about a year.
Yes, sir.
And where'd you come from?
Before here, I was in Fort Hood, Texas.
Fort Hood, Texas.
Yes.
All right. Have you deployed into Afghanistan or Iraq?
I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay. And your job when you're not doing recruiting is?
Human resources.
Oh, okay. Human resources.
Yes.
How long have you been in?
I've been in for 6.5 years.
6.5. So do you think that this is something you might want to do for a career or just, you're still keeping your options open?
I'm keeping my options open. But it's definitely something I think I could do for the next 14 years. So.
Where are you from?
North Carolina.
What part?
Shelby.
Shelby?
Shelby, North Carolina.
You know where Wilson, North Carolina is?
I do not.
Raleigh, Greensboro?
Yeah. That's about 3 hours away from me. I'm closer to Tennessee and about 20 minutes from South Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're down there in that, toward that Chattanooga or that, no, not toward Chattanooga, but you're, as I'm going back up to Tennessee there. I'm going the opposite direction.
Towards
Asheville. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Well, how do you like Reading then? I mean, you've been from the, Shelby and then into the Army and then now into Reading.
Reading is different. It's definitely slower, which is pretty nice. Just something I gotta get used to, but I definitely like it here.
How are you doing on the recruiting? What do you think here?
Recruiting is going pretty good. It has its on and off days, but for the most part, it's really well.
Well, it does. I think it's like anything. If the economy gets really good,
yeah.
I think recruiting gets a little bit slower. And then it depends also what's going on. I think people, if there's unrest, that I don't know if recruiting goes up or goes down then. If people are not sure of the future. So.
Yeah, I haven't been here long enough to really see that trend, so.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it here.
I am.
It's just not Reading grows on you, so
yeah.
Give it a chance. When I moved here, in 07, I didn't know if I was going to be staying here, so. Now I'm on a radio, I have a radio station and I'm here for life. So it will grab you slowly.
Yeah.
And then you'll find that you're here. You're a member of Reading. So, hey, thank you very much for your service and we really appreciate it. And thank you for serving this nation. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and we come back. I've got some more people here that we want to have on. Some of our youngest and best We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an auto repair shop, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Located 1 mile south of Highway 44 on Airport Road and Charland Drive, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop on by Miller Collision Center, again at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive in Redding.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channel simply costs less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And once again, we go live to Cornerstone Bank and Carl Bott on location. Carl?
Hey, welcome back. We're down here at Cornerstone Bank on the Robin's 4th Annual Salute to the Veterans, where people can drive through down here at the bank to provide a local veterans a free Rob a Punch card. We have a number of things going on as you come through. Now we get our Navy participant in here. And what's your name?
My name is Emily.
Emily, what's your rank?
ICFN Control on
ICFN. Has this got something to do with fire control?
I am a fireman, yeah.
Fireman, like a fire person, like putting out fires?
There's airmen, there's seamen, and there's firemen. I'm like technically an engineering rank.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been in?
About 8 months.
Okay, so you've been in 8 months. Have you been through school yet?
That's what I've been doing. I did boot camp for 2 months, and then I went straight to my school after that.
Okay, and then you've come, and you're here back in Reading because you're...
I'm on leave right now because I finished my school, so now I'm on leave to see my family, and then next I will head to San Diego at my next duty station.
Okay, and what's your next duty station?
San Diego.
Okay, but what's your next command? Is it a base? Is it a ship?
Oh, I'm assigned to a ship right now.
Okay, which ship is it?
The LSD 47.
LSD 47. Have you ever been on an LSD?
No, I have not.
Oh, has anybody told you about LSDs?
The amphibs? No.
The amphibs?
Yeah.
How they rock and roll? Mm-hmm. Have they mentioned that to you?
No, not yet.
Oh, yes.
I already knew it.
Oh, I've been on LSDs before. It was
Yeah, there's Marine.
It was memorable.
Yeah, it's a Disney ride.
Well, it's bad Bob, but my producer is a Navy veteran. And what would you say the ride's like?
Oh, a little bit of an e-ticket at times because they are such a round-bottom craft. They're built for utility rather than speed. It'll be interesting. But the swimming pool is nice.
The swimming pool is nice. So how do you like it? I mean, you've been in all of, 4 months?
8 months.
8 months now. So how do you like it?
I like it so far. I'm enjoying myself.
So which school did you go to in Reading?
In Reading, I went to Enterprise High School.
Enterprise High School?
In my senior year, I went to College Connection, and then I did a couple years out at Shasta College.
Okay, and a couple years at Shasta College?
Yes.
So you're older than you appear then?
I know, the baby face. Yeah, my birthday's actually tomorrow. I'll be turning 21.
Well, happy birthday there, Sailor. So, guys, 21. So what's your plans for that?
Spend time with family, mostly.
Okay, and when are you heading down to the ship?
Oh, the 15th. I'll be going to San Diego.
Okay, the 15th of November then. You'll get back for Christmas because you're close enough.
I imagine.
You get some leave there. And then, of course, then you do the deployments.
Yes, so, I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah, when you go out in the Mew with the 2,000 of your closest friends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
2,000, you have 5 ship ARG, and you go out and then, thank you very much. You just showed up today because somebody asked you to be here, or how'd you get involved today?
I've been working down at the recruiting office to do rap duty, and they asked me to come out this morning.
Okay.
So yeah, here I am.
So you're kind of like, you're kind of like one of the crews they bring back. You know, I don't know. I guess there's a term for it. When they finish boot camp, finish their schools, and they come back and they work as a recruiter for hometown recruiter for 90
yeah.
days, 60 days, or something like that.
It's just a week.
Oh, is it just a week?
It's
okay.
A week.
All right. Well, but it gives you a chance to come back and see the folks.
Absolutely.
And have something to do every day. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And just have a great tour. I hope you really, really enjoy your time in the Navy.
Thank you, sir.
I really do, because it's an honorable profession, and it's one that you can advance on your abilities.
Yes, well, I'm very happy to do it.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, speaking of military, our own museum here in town looks like it's might be looking for a new home here. And if what I've understand is, when I was talking to Patrick Jones the other day, one of the things they were talking about was moving the California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center into the old police station when they move out. And you think about that and you think, well, gosh, you know, the old police station, is that a good spot? Well, one, it's large enough to hold the museum. Now, the other thing, it's going to be a while before money's available and to be able to build them out, off of Airport Road or wherever they plan on building the museum. So to strike a deal with Reading for the police station, they could take the building. And as long as the walls and the bones itself are good, this could be a great place for the museum. They could redo the inside of it. They could fix the roof if that needs fixing. What they could do is put the museum there. That you'd be downtown. There's parking next to it in the parking structure. You get a lot of walk-in traffic. You're in the middle of a lot of things going on, and it helps in the, again, when you're trying to rebuild the center of Reading. What a great idea this is. And there are just going to be things, of course, that's going to make it just a little bit tougher. Okay, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we've got that. We've got Guns and Ammo magazine made an announcement today. And it was about something that happened in the magazine. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl, number one.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps, retired a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient, and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward
and Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It is 7:41 on KCNR, 53 degrees, and we're going to go live once again to Carl Bott on location at Cornerstone Bank. We have a digital connection. It's a little choppy, so please bear with us. Carl, are you there, sir?
I am here. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Uh-huh. Going down and, you know, and walk into the finest humidor in the state and then walk next door to Espresso Joe's for the outstanding coffee at just a great price. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, we are down at the Cornerstone Community Bank and we're collecting money with RABA donations for the annual Salute to Veterans donation drive-through to provide local veterans a free RABA punch cards. So we're going to be here, and it'll go on till 10 o'clock today, or till 1 o'clock today. We're going to, of course, we'll pull the plug at 9 and run back to the studios. It's, the whole thing about it is partnered up with RABA and Cornerstone Community Bank to help veterans out by getting them punch cards so they can be, have the ability to, ride the buses, $10 punch cards that they can use, throughout the year. And it's based on how much money's donated. And for every $10 donated, you can get a raffle ticket for an opportunity to receive a gift certificate for a two-night stay with dinner at two at Straw House Resorts. And that'll be announced on the website of robberide.com. So if you're driving down the road, I see hundreds of cars going by. Just pull in here, drop off your donation. It'll be great. It's going to help a lot of people. Now, Bad Bob, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Do you read Guns and Ammo magazine? Are you familiar with it?
Only when I'm visiting Cypress Square Barbershop. Oh, and a friend of mine has a subscription, but on occasion I've been known to, yes.
Anyway, Guns and Ammo magazine, it's one of the most popular magazines. It has, of course, articles on shooting, on weapons, guns and ammo, reloading, it doesn't have a lot of political statements in it, but you know, it's of course a magazine that touts the Second Amendment. Well, on November 5th, I should say that was yesterday, in their last issue. I'm reading through the last issue, and I read on the back page. And their back page is kind of like, you know, it's one that's it's a major column in every of these. And the editor, a guy by the name of Dick Metcalf, wrote this article about the Second Amendment. And when in it, he said that all constitutional rights need to be regulated, including the Second Amendment. And he started talking about specific things. Well, when I read it and I said, this is absolutely ludicrous. This guy from Guns and Ammo magazine is writing an editorial like this. I mean, he's calling for restrictions on the Second Amendment. And you know what? They've already said there's restrictions, but he's calling for it and he's advocating it. Well, I look at this and I immediately, you know, I put the magazine down and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to give these guys a call. Well, you know, of course, having the time to give a call and doing the call, but it's in here saying I'm going to cancel my subscription. If this is your attitude toward the Second Amendment, then perhaps, you've gone a different way. You don't need my money. Well, then I heard on Gun Talk, Tom Gresham is going off the wall on this. And then yesterday on November 5th, the editors or the publishers of Guns and Ammo magazine fired Dick Metcalf and issued a blanket statement. It said apologizing to readers for the article and announcing his association with Guns and Ammo. Metcalf's is finished. As editor of Guns and Ammo, I owe each and every reader a personal apology. No excuses, no backtracking. And this guy's column in the December issue has aroused unprecedented controversy. And so, as he says, our commitment to the Second Amendment is unwavering. It's interesting how, what I thought about this was not so much what he wrote, though it was kind of interesting for this magazine and really didn't make a lot of sense, was what the anti-gun people, the people that want to take away your rights and to own a weapon, what it would do for them. They would use this. They would use this editorial. They would use it and beat people over the head with it. And unfortunately, there is enough people out there that want to take away your rights, whether it's First Amendment, Second Amendment, any type of right, that this, when this happens, you just have to stand up and say something. In this case, so many people did. The man lost his job. And, you know, frankly, when you make a mistake like that and you write something like that, you should. If you make a huge mistake like this, it's true. You should probably lose your job. And go, if you want to write and have those types of thoughts, that's fine. You know what? It's freedom of speech, but you have to remember who you're working with. It's, you know, I can't imagine somebody from, moveon.org would have somebody write an editorial pro Second Amendment and pro owning semi-automatic weapons. It's kind of the same thing. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and we come back. I want to talk about a couple other things that are happening around here and some of the things that are happening, of course, at the national level. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here. Join us this week on KCNR 1460's Friday Night Football as the West Valley Eagles host the Corning Cardinals with the Northern Athletic League title on the line. Pre-game show built by Muse Concrete starts at 7:05, live from the pasture in Cottonwood, with kickoff at 7:30. The West Valley Eagles and the Corning Cardinals on the North State's radio home for high school football. KCNR 1460.
And at 7:51, we are back on KCNR 1460 and headed down once again live with Carl Bott at Cornerstone Bank and the Big Rabba Veterans Fundraiser. Hello, Carl.
Hey, welcome back down here. It's a beautiful morning. In fact, it's sun shining so hard. I'm actually having to put a hat on so I can see things. You know, we're right across the street from our friends at Redding Crown Motors. Yeah, at 555 Cypress Avenue, they've got a car, truck, or SUV for everybody, whether it's new or previously owned. Your friends are down here making great deals for you at Redding Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford dealership. Their service department, and I've used their service department occasionally, is just outstanding. I can't say enough about it. Anyway, Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. And I want to remind everybody, come on by, stop by, drive through here and donate for our local veterans for the free Rabba punch cards. It's a great cause. It costs you about whatever. Just give it to, donate a latte. Something like that. All right. Let's talk about one of my favorite subjects and the subjects of that is always in the news is our friends in Obamacare. Here are seven things that you might want to know about Obamacare. Obamacare will cost the taxpayers $1.8 to $2.6 trillion over the next 10 years. That's what the Congressional Budget Office estimates Obamacare will cost Americans, $1.798 trillion. And then he says, the Republican Senate Budget Committee says that's a little bit optimistic. They think it's going to be over $2 trillion. At least 3.5 million Americans have already received health insurance cancellation notices. 3.5 million. Now, you know, if you look at it, you go, that seems like, you know, a tremendous amount. You're looking at hundreds of thousands in New York, hundreds of thousands just here in the state of California, and then throughout the rest of the United States. Something that people, this was really surprising to a lot of people, and the fact that Obama promised it would not happen, which we know, of course, is not true. And in fact, he is now saying, well, what, you know, he says you could keep your health care plans if it met the government standards, which, of course, it was is a complete total lie of what he said from before. And I hate to use the word lie, but you know what? You get the Washington or you get the New York Times saying that he misspoke. But yet when they were confronted with how they wrote this, because they were more than happy to say when Bush lies or, you know, somebody lies, that a lie, they said, well, couldn't you have said he didn't tell the truth several times, and they say, well, they could have done that, but to use the word lie is pretty, you know, it's pretty serious. Well, it is serious. It's a man that, president of our country, that lied to us several times, and to get a political bill passed at right now is causing confusion, consternation, and may destroy the healthcare system, one of the best healthcare systems in the world. The website has cost U.S. taxpayers over $1 billion to build so far, and it's not finished. And you figure out, where's all that money going to? Well, you've spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to get a site that didn't work. And And let me add one more thing about this. The president didn't know it didn't work. He didn't know it didn't work. Sebelius did not go in there like 2 weeks beforehand and said, hey, why don't you run through this, Mr. President, so we can show you how it works. He says it didn't happen. So he was as quite as surprised as everybody else when it didn't work. Now, frankly, I find that even scarier than the fact that the website doesn't work. Websites can be fixed if you have enough money. And obviously we have enough money because it's going to be, you know, when you spend a couple $1 billion on something, at least you ought to get a website. Why don't you just have Amazon come in and put it up for you? The New York Times says Obamacare is going to leave out 2/3 of the poor blacks and single mothers. It'll leave out 2/3 of these people and more than half the low-wage workers do not have insurance because of the way it is set up. Tens of thousands of workers' hours and jobs have already been cut due to Obamacare. You know this. People that were running at over 30 hours a week for, you know, as jobs are now having these jobs cut back to under 30. People's jobs have been lost because they want to have less than 50 people. People aren't hiring. Businesses aren't hiring. This has been a huge hit on the economy in that way. And for the people that can least afford it, least afford it by losing jobs or having their hours cut back. They're saying that in the Investor Business Daily's running Obamacare scorecard listed at least 351 employers who have cut hours or jobs in response to Obamacare. I hope what I'm doing is I've got like 7 or 8 facts here that Obamacare has caused already, and it hasn't even launched. But these are things that are happening right here that are quantitatable. Premiums will rise by 99% for young men and between 55 to 62% for young women. This is out of CBS News. And an analysis by the Manhattan Institute finds that despite the name, health insurance premiums are going to rise dramatically under Obamacare. The individuals Obamacare relies on to fund the coverage. And you know what this is? The young people are paying because they need less health care as they're, you know, because they're young. And the older people who are signing up for Obamacare, if they can sign up, are the ones that are going to need the health care. Well, if the young say, I don't want to pay this much, I don't need to pay this much, I'll take the fine of $93, then what's going to happen? We go into the spiral, and the people that are into the Obamacare are going to pay more, and then and then it just keeps getting more and more, and it spirals down until it's a complete, utter disaster, even more than that. And then, of course, the promise of no less than 23 times, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. I'm not even going to go into that. We know what that was about. And we know now that they're trying to spin it and that they're saying, well, he misspoke. Well, you don't misspeak 23 times. And there's video clips of that and all the other times, the impact he made, with this speech. The other thing too, I think is really important is that when Nancy Pelosi said, we need to pass this to see what's in it. It was probably the most truthful statement made by Nancy Pelosi in probably years. We need to pass this to see what's in it. Well, now we're finding out more and more and more things. You know, you talk about death panels. Oh, there's no death panel. Oh, well, you know what? You might ask the lady and the journalist in California who lost her cancer health care plan because of Obamacare, because all the insurance agencies are pulling out of California, so you have three, which, as we listened yesterday with Payu Tanuka, is we get into the too big to fail category. And who's going to, I mean, and once you have just three and then it goes down to two, everybody's got to be covered by that. And if that doesn't work, then what happens? Well, of course, we're going then to a single payer. We're all going to have Medicare in the next 5 years. And just trying to figure out how you can make that work is going to cost trillions of dollars. It's going to impact on our healthcare. you've got people already talking about, politicians already, even at the state level, talking about forcing doctors to take Medicare and Medicaid.
30 seconds, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm just kind of, you know, I'll wrap up then with this, is that, you know, having the battle is not over. The battle's not over. Don't give up on this thing. You know, there's still, I mean, what happened in Virginia is a good example in that election. Yeah, the Democrats won, but they didn't win by much, and it was because of Obamacare. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Twitter's at a price of $26 for its initial public offering of stock, which means company shares, began trading today officially on the New York Stock Exchange. And right now, the asking price is in the mid-40s. Consumer technology expert Brian Blau says Twitter is approaching its IPO differently than Facebook did.
They're kind of going slow, making sure that they're doing every step correctly, and they're not making any mistakes along the way, and they're certainly not trying to rock the boat.
Price values Twitter at more than $18 billion. The U.S. economy expanded at a 2.8% annual rate from July through September, a surprising sign of strength ahead of the 16-day partial government shutdown. But economist Stuart Hoffman says much of that growth was due to businesses rebuilding, preparing for the holidays.
As much as I'd like to say, the economy has picked up a lot of momentum and ready to break out on the upside. I don't think we can say that. You strip out that inventory building and GDP growth is again around 2%.
Meanwhile, a Career Builder report on the outlook for job growth sees a strengthening labor market with good-paying career opportunities through 2017. Brent Rasmussen is with Career Builder.
Overall job growth for the next 4 years is going to be strong at about 4.5%. It's still below the pre-recession levels, which are close to 6%.
President Obama has met with some nervous Senate Democrats concerned that the problem-plagued Obamacare website could damage their reelections.
The president met with 16 senators along with the vice president, the White House chief of staff, and the healthcare.gov troubleshooter for about 2 hours to describe fixes that are being made to the Obamacare website. Democrats familiar with the meeting say the senators told Mr. Obama stories they are hearing from their constituents about problems they are having enrolling. The senators fear that the botched Obamacare rollout could affect their reelection races next year.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. And on Wall Street, the Dow is struggling. It's down about 20 points. This is SRN News.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
There's only one message that can change people's lives.
Join us for a historic television event from Billy Graham, The Cross,
filled with hope.
I will make you new if you will let me.
With life, I realized that none of us is righteous, not even one.
With a new message from Billy Graham.
And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
The Cross. Check local listings or go to watchbillygraham.com.
Six world powers are dangling the prospect of easing some sanctions against Iran if it will back away from its nuclear program. European Union spokesman Michael Mann says a team representing the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany want to see some movement forward this week.
We hope that we can make concrete progress. That depends on, in any negotiation, it depends on both sides. We have come here with serious intent to get into the detail and make concrete progress, and we hope that the Iranians will have the same attitude.
The talks resumed today between Iran and the six countries. Southern Californians from Santa Barbara to San Diego have reported seeing a fireball that forecasters say was most likely a meteor streaking across the sky. Laura Danley is with the Griffith Observatory and spoke to KNBC-TV.
It's probably just a rogue meteor, just like the one over Russia earlier this year. You know, no one saw it coming, and wow, that made their day. It was quite bright.
The sighting's about 8 o'clock last night. This is SRN News.
Most new child booster seats can earn a top rating from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The Institute, funded by insurers, ranked 31 models that went on sale this year. Insurance Highway for Highway Safety Senior Research Scientist Jessica Jermakian.
A Best Bet booster correctly positions belts on a typical 4 to 8-year-old child in almost any car, minivan, or SUV. If a booster earns a Best Bet rating, it means that parents can move the seat from vehicle to vehicle, and it should provide good belt fit every time.
19 of those seats earned the top rating of the Best Bet, which means they do correctly position a 4 to 8-year-old child to use the regular shoulder and lap belts in almost any car. And back to Wall Street, where the Twitter IPO and public trading of the stock is now underway. And in early trading, Twitter stock's up by about 21 points. The Dow is struggling. Meanwhile, it's off about 10. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, PCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got, of course, on the spot with Linda Bott. It is 8:06 today on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning down here on the corner of Hempstead and Cypress. I'm down here at the Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're doing the fourth annual Salute to Veterans donation drive-through. So, Bad Bob, let's start with our Wells Fargo update with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley.
Josh Wiley, and welcome.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain lower this morning in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 25 points at 15,721. The NASDAQ's down 39 at 3,892. And the S&P 500's down 7 at 1,762. Oil's down 85 cents at $93.95 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.74%. Gold's down $5.30 at $1,312, while silver's down 12 pennies at $21.65 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Home Depot's up a penny at $76.44, Citigroup's up 13 cents at $48.72, and Intel is down 9 cents at $24.15. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our market update Monday through Friday, our Wells Fargo market update Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, 9:10 in the morning. And, you know, the thing about it is we have our own people here in town that are taking care of you. You know, the Wall Street and the markets are changing so dramatically at times. So it's nice to have somebody. It's almost imperative to have somebody in the area that can help you with those investments and help tell you what's going on at any moment of the day. Our Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, what are we looking at for weather?
At 8:07 on a Thursday morning, 10% chance of rain after 5 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 72, 20% chance of rain before 11 tonight. Then for your Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 70. Currently in Reading, we have 53 degrees, and this weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our customers, our warm friends.
That's right. You know, another locally owned, locally operated company that does so much for our community. And you know what? Something else too is, you know, as I was talking yesterday, you know, you like to be part of something. You want to be part of something, and I'm part of something that has 8 million other people in it, and it's a huge success. And that's right. It's my sleep number bed. My sleep number is 35. Linda's sleep number is 40. And I can assure you that we've had nothing but great night sleeps. Better. I'm sleeping better than I have in, who knows, decades, because of my sleep number bed. And the best thing about it is that over this, during this Veterans Day time, it's, you can save a lot of money when you go into our sleep number stores. But it's the only bed that has that offers dual air technology, which means that on my side of the bed, I sleep the way I want. And Linda's side, completely different firmness of the mattress, but then she sleeps great. Right now at your Sleep Number stores, you can save $400 on Queen C4 mattress sets, plus 36-month financing on purchases of 19 $99 or more. And this sale ends Monday. Now, your Sleep Number store is down in the Target Shopping Center. It's over there on the left-hand side where you see the Vitamin Shop and a couple other little stores. But the Sleep Number store is where you want to go. You go in there, they're going to give you your Sleep Number. They're going to show you how comfortable these beds are. They're made in America. They're guaranteed. Trish Clark, who's usually with me on Thursdays, has had her bed for over 20 years and absolutely loves it. So, Sleep Number. You want to sleep well. This is a place you need to go to. This is a bed you need to have. Okay. We've got a lot of other things coming on. I'm here with one of our submariners here. And he's talking about cap for kid week. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, In Selma Vineyards and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
And at 8:13 we go live once again down to Cornerstone Bank at Cypress and Hempstead and Carl Bott.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks a lot, Bad Bob. You know, I'm here today with a number of people here, but Norm Hoskins is here from the U.S. Submariners Association, the Cuttlefish Group here in town. And he was talking, he wanted me to announce that they have their Caps for Kids Week. And Caps for Kids is when the Submariners organizations goes and visits children's hospitals and cancer hospitals, hospices, child psychiatric facilities, Ronald McDonald houses, and camps for children with medical challenge, and any place where a child is medically challenged. And during these visits, they make them honorary submariners. They get, they give the kids, honorary submariner hats, certificates, photos of submarines and submarine-related items during these visits. And it, what it does is it encourages the kids in their lives and to show them that people care. That people care about what's happening to them, and it gives them something else, another tool in their box there than to fight what they've got and to get well. And you need to, if you want to do, if you want to have something like this because with, to have children visited, you need to give our local submariners, the Cuttlefish base a phone call. And the number is 223-6581. That's 223-6581 and ask for Norm. And it's a huge thing they're doing. This is a national level organization and a national level, reaching out to these kids. So give them a call again, 223-6581 and ask for Norm. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet, sir.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. We're back with, Evelyn Peterson, who is going to talk a little bit about what, you know, what's going on today, Evelyn.
Well, in honor of Veterans Day, every year, RABA does a promotion called Salute to Veterans. This is our fourth year. And basically what we do is we have businesses sponsor with money, and we do what we're doing this morning, which is a community donation drive-through. And we are asking the community to donate, and the money will go toward purchasing RABA bus passes for our local veterans who are in need of transportation. They need to get to different facilities, and, you know, as we all need transportation for a variety of reasons every day, we have a lot of local veterans who do not have transportation, so this is a way for them to get around and take care of their daily needs.
So how are we doing so far?
Actually, we're doing really well. We are in the corner of Cypress and Hempstead at Cornerstone Community Bank, and we have all your favorite radio celebrities here. And people are dropping off money, which is awesome. And by the way, RABA will match your donation with, so we'll be able to give their veterans twice as many RABA passes as what we're collecting for this morning.
So how many did we give out last year?
I think we gave out a little over 300 last year.
300 passes. So, and how long, and is that a, does that pass allow them to ride per day or for a month
it's,
or?
We provide, $10, a value of a $10 punch card. And they will start being distributed, the punch cards, next Wednesday at the Veterans Service Office downtown, Bob Dunlap's office. And, you go in, and if you need a bus pass, then they will provide you one. And
okay,
you could just go back as many times as you need them.
Okay, so you could have, you know, you, so you could ride, you may get two or three of these. But it helps our veterans that, that maybe they don't have a car.
Yes.
And they don't have the ability to get back and forth, say, to a job or job interviews, for a variety of reasons. But it, it, so they're not, having to hoof it all around town. Now they can ride the bus.
Exactly.
And get out,
and
get out for job
veterans,
training.
I need certain services in town. Whether they need to go to the clinic or whether they need to go to, you know, doctor's appointments or, you know, grocery store, wherever they need to go. This is a way for them to be able to do that.
This is a great effort. So if you come on down here, we're down here on Cypress Avenue. You can't miss us. Just head on down. It's where Cypress and Hempstead is. On the other side, of course, is Hartnell. And we're across from, Reading Crown Motors on the big, you know, if you want to take a look at that, across the street from that, right here in the corner, you can make a, can you, do they make, have to drive through here to drop the donation off?
You can drive through or, you can, there's like a radio station right on the corner. You can just like slow down and, drop off your
money,
throw money at them.
Oh, okay.
Am I allowed to say that? Just throw money at them.
Just throw money. You know, if it's the ones I know, they like it. So,
And also as well, for every $10 that you donate, you can get a raffle ticket for the chance to win a weekend, 2 days and two nights and two dinners for two at Straw House Resorts. It's a beautiful resort right on the Trinity River, and it's about 15 miles on the other side of Weaverville. So come on down.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And so you can win something besides, just, you know what, you do things for the right reason. And then, but if you can get something, if you can win something out of this, that's great too.
Absolutely. And we also have some veterans here. You can you're welcome to pull in and, talk to them. And this morning we had the Navy here and the Army here to help us set up. And at the end of this at 1 o'clock, we will have the Marines here. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, it should be excited when the Marines show up. A lot of people are. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest right now has been Evelyn Peterson, and we're talking about why we're here, the fourth annual Salute to Veterans, the donation drive through right here on the corner of Cypress and Hempstead at the Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
8:22 right now on KCNR 1460. 52 degrees, and we head back down to Cypress at Hempstead and Carl Bott live on remote.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bad Bob. We're down here. It's a beautiful day down here, and we're here, and people are honking and coming by. And you can drop by. You can either drive by the front of the bank and throw donations to people that are standing out there. You can come around to the side and come to the rear and get and donate that way as you're coming in on it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Our friends down there, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first, quality you can count on. This is the best time to get that heater looked at in your heating ducts, the filters, everything, take a look at, get it fixed before it starts getting real cold. They're there, like I said, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day with quality you can count on. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or visit their website at homecomfort.org. You know, I'm sitting here with Bob Corlock, and Bob's a well-known actor here in town. He does a number of things, but the first time I ever worked with Bob was just the other night when we did War of the Worlds on the radio station. War of the Worlds was, of course, the Orson Welles, radio show from like 1938, I believe.
Right.
That absolutely absolutely terrified America and changed the rules on how you can do radio shows after that. And Wade Riggs got the Wade Riggs
Multimedia
got the rights to the original play. And not only was the original lines and dialogue done, but a lot of the original type of sound effects.
Yeah,
they found those and they put that in there. And a group of people, I guess about 10 people, including Linda and I, had the opportunity to do that. But Bob had the main part there. You played the Orson Welles part.
Yeah.
So what did you think? What did you think about this whole thing when you were approached about it?
Well, I thought it was a great idea. I mean, the War of the Worlds made radio history 75 years ago. And when it was presented to me that, we've got the original script, we've got the original list of the sound effects and how they were made back in the day, and we're going to be doing this at the exact day and exact time, 75 years from the original broadcast, how could I say no? I mean, after spending almost 40 years in radio, it's kind of, the hook was set. So I had to do it. And it was really fun. And I walked away with a much deeper appreciation of these guys that would do these live radio shows, week after week after week back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. I mean, it was a strain. It really was.
Well, you know what? The thing about it, which, you know, and I thought, frankly, it was going to be one, you know, when they said be the announcer, I thought I'd be saying, good evening and welcome to the Columbia Broadcasting Systems presentation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds with the Orson Welles Mercury Theater Company.
So you weren't aware that you were going to be, as the announcer, playing the announcer who is freaked out because the Martians are landing. And burning people to crisps.
7,000 soldiers are destroyed during the battle and all this. But it was just like, you know, a continuous page and a half of dialogue, of reading. You know, because you had to read it, I guess you could, you know, you could memorize. But anyway, did you get any feedback on this one, Bob?
I've talked to a couple of people that listened to it, and they said that, you know, one lady said, you know, she thought it would be kind of dated, you know, 75 years hence, but she said the script, the way the script was written and the way it was performed, it was very engaging, and it held her attention all the way through to the end, even though she knew what happened in the end. It was just interesting to her to hear the production value of it.
I think so. Now you've been involved in so many plays here in town.
Yeah.
What are your The Fiddler on the Roof, was that, would you say that, and you had such rave reviews from everybody that saw it, and Linda saw it, and she said, you know what, you know, that Bob Korlick, you could have played that part anywhere, Broadway or anything.
Well, that's very nice of her to say. I was terrified, actually. This is the first play that I did where I did acting, singing, and dancing. And, you know, it was really a challenge to me. And every night that I was waiting to make my entrance, my heart was just palpitating. You know, because it's such a well-known, well-loved show, and you didn't want to go out there and trip over yourself. So I had to really concentrate, but I had a lot of fun at the same time, even though I was terrified.
It got great reviews. Okay, what's coming up here in the theater? I see a number of the people walking around, but what's coming up in theater around Christmas? Of course, we have the Christmas. The annual Christmas show.
Right.
There
the annual Christmas show starts mid-November, I think. Don't quote me on this. I think it's around November 16th. It'd be a Saturday. Yeah, 16th, because that's 1 week from this Saturday. And it's called A Christmas Story. I think they made a film of it, and it was a very popular film.
Oh, no, this is the one where the kid, you're going to shoot yourself in the eye.
The Red Ryder 200 shot repeating carbine, whatever they say. With a thing in the stock that tells the time. So, my involvement in this is basically the sound effects, which there are many, and doing some of the announcing, the recorded announcing. That's my involvement in that one. But it's going to be a barn burner, I think, and it starts November 16th, runs for about a month at the Riverfront Playhouse on East Cypress Avenue.
Well, you know, we have that. You have besides the play, you also have the big extravaganza Christmas show down in the also in the theater down Cascade Theater.
Yeah.
The regular one like that.
Cascade Christmas.
Yeah, Cascade Christmas. So there's a lot of things coming up, my friends. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And at 8:32, it is 52 degrees in Redding, and we head right back on down to Carl Bott at Cornerstone Bank and the big fundraiser for RABA and the veterans. Carl?
So, and Bob, we're down here at the corner of Hempstead and Cypress at the Cornerstone Community Community Bank. And, of course, we're raising money for the fourth annual local veterans free RABA punch cards. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? They give great haircuts, great prices. And, of course, veterans and seniors always get discounts at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold right off Athens Avenue. Great people. A number of things we want to talk about is Shasta Gas Propane, who sponsors our weather, is, you know, just great people. Chuck Kinney and his people are great people. Came by and donated, and I'll just say he donated $100 to this, to the veterans here for the RABA punch cards. And I can't say enough about them. Chuck Kinney and Shasta Gas Propane really care about this community. There are, of course, so many other businesses and people that care about this community and veterans, but, you know, you need to give a shout out now and then. And speaking of one of my favorite people and veterans, Commander James Gibson. How are you doing today, Commander? Well, thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. It's wonderful to be out here and support this thing with the bus company for the veterans, especially if any of the homeless ones can get a ride at a reduced rate or for free. There's three of us submariners that come out. We were here every time that they've had this, and it's such a worthwhile thing. I hope the rest of the submariners and Navy vets will come by and drop a few dollars in the hat, because it is such a good cause.
No, it absolutely is. And the fact is that it helps people. It's, you know, for the cost of a latte, you know, that people buy, you can come in and you can make sure that a veteran that's down on his luck, or a veteran that needs some, you know, that maybe can't drive because of injuries, but can use the, public transportation, be able to get to his job, maybe be able to get to the clinic, be able just to get around without having to rely on somebody else.
There's a couple other things, Carl. Comes, the 11th out at the Veterans Cemetery will be a wonderful, the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. And it will celebrate the armistice of World War I and Veterans Day of today. And also, they're coming up will be wreaths across America for the cemetery. If you've never seen that, after it's on, after the 14th of December, go out and see it. It's one of the most awe-inspiring. And we're lucky, we have one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the United States. So just to give them a little plug, but it's worth the time to drive out there.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. We're going to be on the air on Veterans Day, and we're going to be talking to our veterans, talking about how much our veterans have done for our country. But right after that, we're heading on out to the cemetery.
That's wonderful.
Because it's a wonderful, just absolutely beautiful, beautiful ceremony out there.
Yes, and I want to say a thank you to you and Linda for the support you give the veterans, and does all of Shasta County and Redding and Anderson, Shasta Lake. When you see the sign that they care for veterans in this county, believe it, because they do.
They absolutely do. And then you have people like yourself and so many others that, you know, every time I've gone out for a funeral, a ceremony, anytime I'm there, and I of course don't make as many as a lot of other people, but you are always there, and in many cases, your beautiful bride.
Well, there's another thing too that doesn't get the publicity, and that's the Anderson VFW and the American Legion 1934. They're out at all these services services and honors, and this is just unbelievable. Last week, Anderson VFW was there, 9 different funerals. And yes, we go too, but they're well up over 100, and we submariners have been there. I think we're right at 102 funerals this year, and it's for the wonderful, wonderful people that have given their lives for this country, and they need to be honored.
Well, I can't say enough that I value your friendship, Commander Gibson, and your leadership here in the community, because you're right. You know, the veterans now, this war, we're in a war that's been going on for about 13 years, and people don't even understand is that we still have so many men and women in harm's way. We still have men and women that are being killed or maimed on a regular basis in Afghanistan, and frankly, it seems like nobody knows.
One last thing, if I may, Carl, is the honors flight. I had the chance to go on that, but I want to give a plug to Dave, to Tom Debbie, Dave, and Tom Johnson. This was their 16th time of taking World War II and now Korean and Vietnam veterans back to Washington. If you haven't heard about the honors flight, bring it up on your computer and look at it. We had one fellow with us that spent 70 days in a foxhole on the Battle of Bulge. We had people there that flew against the Japanese, and we had people in Korea that were at the Chosun Reservoir, Vietnam, at some of the different heavy fighting. So this is one of the wonderful things that goes on in Shasta County, and the honor flights are something just to behold.
I can't say enough about Tom and Debbie Johnson.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
If you look at the latest issue of Enjoy Magazine, the last page is about the honor flights. And what a great job they do for our veterans.
Well, right now, they're back with 10 kids at Valley Forge, and these are selected by the essays they write, and they're back there for 4 days of intensive training on what went on in the history of the United States. And this is, again, Tom and Debbie Johnson.
I can't say enough about them.
No.
They're pretty much unsung. I mean, they're starting to get, but they don't go out and you just never know about it. You know, we're in the public's eyes just the way it is. But Tom and Debbie are quietly just get the job done.
Yep.
I can't say enough about them. And then, of course, my friend, Commander James Gibson.
Well, thank you, Carl.
I appreciate it. All right, we're gonna take a quick break here. We're gonna come back. We're gonna try. We see a couple of other people walking by here. We'd like to get on the show just for a few minutes. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Off to the football game for some tailgating? Better pack your cooler with Jersey Mike's subs, because nothing tackles your appetite like Jersey Mike's. Quality meats and cheese sliced right in front of you and piled high on fresh bread that's baked daily right in our own stores. Authentic Jersey subs made the way they're supposed to be with the highest quality ingredients. And if you're watching the game at home with friends, our catering trays are the perfect halftime treat. Order in advance and we'll have them ready to go when you are, along with the chips and soda. Jersey Mike's catering trays are packed full with your favorite subs, cut into convenient serving portions, and ready to enjoy. No fuss, just fun. Choose from our wide variety of favorites or have yours custom made exactly the way you want it. Our turkey breast is 99% fat-free, and our certified Angus roast beef is cooked to perfection right in our stores. One taste and you'll be hooked. For the Jersey Mike's menu and location nearest you, visit jerseymikes.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Where it's 8:43, and once again, through the miracle, of modern electronics, Carl Bott.
Hey, thanks a lot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. We're down here. You can probably hear us. We're on the corner of Hempstead Drive and Cypress at the Cornerstone Community Bank. And why are we here? This is RABA's fourth annual salute to the Veterans Donation Drive-Thru. To provide local veterans free RABA punch cards, and this works just outstanding. And I've got somebody here, Francie Sullivan, one of our city council people, that you were kind of involved in this right at the beginning, weren't you, Francie?
Well, I think it's a wonderful program, and I mean, boy, you know, if you're thinking about treating yourself to a couple of lattes this week, maybe reconsider and come and put $10 in the pot. Every $10 buys a pass that goes to a veteran, that and the veteran service officer, Rob Dunlap, dishes these out to, not dishes out, that's not the right word.
No, you know, you have criteria. It's got to be a person
exactly.
in need.
I
won't get one. Wouldn't get one, but I know of many, many that would.
Exactly. And right. every one of these passes goes to a veteran so that he can get to the doctor, so that he can get to the grocery store, so that he can take care of his basic needs. It's the best $10 you're going to spend. And, and last year, I think that Mr. Dunlap told me he went through all of these passes in 3 months. So we need every single listener that can possibly scrape 10 bucks out of the sofa cushions, whatever, bring it down here. And if you've got more than 10, this is the best gift you can give. It's Veterans Day or Veterans Day weekend, I should say.
Veterans Day weekend. That's right. Monday will be Veterans Day.
And so here's a chance to do something that really, really matters. I mean, imagine I've just spent a month not being able to drive. So I'm deeply appreciative of how difficult it is to just get to a doctor. And, you wear your friends out asking for rides. So
it is something that when you take it for granted.
Exactly.
And then it's tough enough getting around even with a car for somebody that's got, say, a bad leg or something. But then then not to be able to drive and figure that you can't drive because maybe you don't have the capabilities anymore, but you still have to eat. You still have to go and see your doctor.
Exactly.
You know, give up the latte, my friends. Give up the latte today. Stop by here at Cornerstone Community Bank.
Yeah, imagine a veteran that can't get to the doctor. I mean, that's not a picture that works for me. And Reading is a generous city. We want to make sure that no veteran in our town ever has difficulty getting to the doctor, the grocery store, so get your 10 bucks out.
There you go. Yeah. You tell them, Francie.
Get down here. And thank you, Cornerstone Bank. I mean, it's just they've got it all decked out in flags and the sun is out. And,
it's beautiful here.
And, it's just, this will make the sun shine even more for you. This is a great, great thing.
You know what? That's a good point, Francie. You know, the thing about it is giving up the latte or having that $5. You know, everybody's got $5 in that, in the console of your car or truck. Come on by, drop it off. You can drop out in front, make the turn, come in here, say hello, honk your horn, but give. That's the big thing.
Yes. Okay. Imagine if everybody in town gave a buck. That's $90,000. So, you know, if you can't give 10, honestly, come by, put a buck in the pot. If everybody gives a little, we can make sure that our town can say no veteran ever needed a ride to the doctor. I mean, that's just unconscionable to me.
You know, Francie, I think you're fired up. I haven't seen you fired up in a long time. Thank you so much.
You know, my dad was a veteran. I have a million people have heard this, but I mean, you know, my dad was very old when I was born. I'd like to say I'm not as old as I look, but my dad was a World War I vet, and I lived in a little tiny town that has more people in the American Legion than any other town in Montana, and we're a tiny little town. I grew up this, but their focus was to take care of the living, take care of the veterans. I mean, the museum and the cemetery are very important. They're ways to honor the people who gave up their lives for us. But a more important thing to me is that we take care of the living. You know, we have a lot of veterans in our town, and we need to make sure that none of them need anything.
All right. Francie. All right. Francie Sullivan, Reading City Councilman. I can't tell you what, you're all fired up, and it's good. Stay fired up. Just want to continue to help our veterans.
Stop at this stoplight. Be afraid.
That's right. Be afraid. Be very afraid if you stop at this stoplight. Francie will climb into the car and take your money. All right, wait, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here. Join us this week on KCNR 1460's Friday Night Football as the West Valley Eagles host the Corning Cardinals with the Northern Athletic League title on the line. Pre-game show built by Muse Concrete starts at 7:05 live from the pasture in Cottonwood with kickoff at 7:30. The West Valley Eagles and the Corning Cardinals on the North State's radio home for high school football. KCNR 1460.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Well, I won't back down.
That's Free Fire Radio on KCNR 60. Linda, hey, Linda's got on the spot with Linda. How's the sound going here, Bob? I'm getting a little bit of feedback.
Little choppy, but it'll improve. Okay. Sometimes when we play a little music, it gets a bit choppy, but you're here.
Okay. I would really like to thank Dennis of Artistic Wall Designs who just walked by here. And Dennis, who, by the way, is a Vietnam veteran. And again, thank you so much, Dennis, for this, is that he dropped off two checks, two $100 checks, one for the Robba Punch cards and one's for the Wreaths Across America. So Artistic Wall Design and Dennis, thank you so much for what you've done. You know what? This is exactly what we were talking about people helping out. And speaking about people that help out and veterans that are a part of this community, I have Jeff Nelson here with me. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And Jeff is, was the former captain of the Patriot Guard Riders and headed up the, Northern Division of the Patriot Guard Riders for years.
Yeah, we had from like Chico to the Oregon border and from Nevada to the Pacific and, we did about 600 honors for veterans in the last 5 years.
And then you kind of like stepped down and Jack Morris has taken it and that's who I'm hearing from all the time.
Yeah, I stepped down, but he,
we're kind of, back up again.
Yeah, we're kind of working together on it. And, I've got a new position with the group. It's called, PP and PIC, which is Parties and Parades Person in Charge. So I'm going to take the fun stuff more and let Jackmo run with the honors.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing here because Jeff's been a friend of mine for since I've been here, and he's wearing his Ducks Unlimited hat with Cy, and it says, "I'm like an owl, I don't give a hoot," and it's still got the price tag on it. So I just have to love this. Yeah, the things I do. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, this weekend. This is going to be a huge weekend. Besides this today, we're down here, of course, at the Cornerstone Community Bank here for the 4th annual Salute to the Veterans. This is a drive-through to, provide a donation drive-through, provide local veterans free Robba Punch cards. You just heard Francie Sullivan just all fired up about this, about stopping by drop-off money, which you all have. I can't say enough. Again, I want to thank the people who come by
our friends from Shasta Gas Propane, Dennis from Artistic Wall Design, and one of my favorite people, DC from Cypress Square Barbershop, the man who puts a razor to my head. And he's on his way in here too. There's a lot of things going on this weekend. We've got parades on Saturday, the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake. We have.
We're doing some school projects for some of the local schools. We've been invited to participate in their veteran affairs, and we'll be discussing. A lot of the children want to know, what did we experience? What did we do? And so we'll have smaller numbers because there's so many requests. We'll be following the helicopter group around and the parades and everything. And unfortunately, I've got a son who's getting married in Hawaii. So I've got to leave on Sunday. And so I'm going to miss out on a lot of it. It'll be the first time since I've been in Northern California that I've had to miss out on the veterans' affairs.
Well, you know what? Like you said, there's so many things going on. You know, if you haven't been to IGO, if you've been to IGO, say, 6 months ago or 7 months ago, what you need to do is go up there again because they are filling that place up. I was just frankly, you know, and I go up there on a regular basis, and every time I go up there, it seems like, and I hate to say this, but there's like another hundred gravestones up there. I don't know how else to put it, but, you know, about another 100 up there, it seems like.
Yeah, the Veteran Day, Armistice Day, it's going to be special. It always is. They'll have a guest speaker, and it'll bring tears to your eyes. And then, of course, the Wreath Across America, that's so special. They start off with, they have all the wreaths and all the officials, and then those families that have lost one of their family members in combat, they're the first ones to pick up a wreath and put it on the headstone. And then we have the families of the guys that are serving. They're next. And then we have the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and a lot of children. There's so many wreaths up there now. I don't know the total number, but everybody's going to have plenty of wreaths to place on headstones. And when you do that, take a moment and look at that headstone and read that name and the dates and so forth. It's very, very emotional.
Well, you know, like I said, Dennis from Artistic Wall Designs was just here, and he dropped off a check for $100, not only to Robert, but another check for $100 to the Reads Across America. And, you know, Kim Chamberlain is the one that got me involved with this years ago. And frankly, I find this one of the most moving ceremonies than of all of them is that one up there. And it's just absolutely beautiful. Now, big Veterans Day. We're going to have a Veterans Day on the air, of course. And then at 9 o'clock, as soon as it's over, I'm popping on my Harley and bopping up there to the cemetery. I don't want to miss that on Veterans Day.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. Hey, Jeff, what would you say? Is more people coming along with the Patriot Guard riders? Are you seeing the same amount, or does it seem like we're starting to, you know, slow down a little bit as time goes by?
We have a nucleus of guys that have been from day one, and they're always there. We can always depend on them. We'll always have about 15 to 20 riders that'll show up consistently for every service. And then we have people that come and join up with us, and depending on, sometimes it's a family member or somebody they know. Everybody's welcome, of course, and you don't have to sign up or join anything. It just get on our website and find out when we're doing a service and join up with us. And if you like what we're doing and you want to get more active and participate, we're always looking for, you know, volunteers to help us out.
Okay. All right. Jeff, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for what you do for our community. You know, okay, go on, do it. I know you want to.
2 minutes.
Well, I think that we know. Go in the next 2 minutes, we're going to do duck calls here, but I doubt it. Hey, you know, tomorrow I got Mark Beecham on. He's going to be here, and we're going to be talking about things that are happening in the city and the county and the state and, of course, the nation with Mark. We've got a lot of things going on tomorrow. And, of course, this weekend, the parade in the city of Shasta Lake, the big Veterans Day parade, usually always over 100 entries there. Monday, of course, at the at Igoe Cemetery at 10:55 is the Veterans Day ceremony that's held out there. We're going to, of course, have our show going from 7 to 9. We're going to have veterans on our show. We can talk and thank our veterans. I don't know if you can ever thank them enough. And then, of course, Sunday night, of course, being the Marine Corps ball for 238 years of romping, stomping, of, you know, just unbridled aggression when you needed it.
1 minute.
Anyway, hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for being here, and thanks a lot for what you do for our community.
Sure. Glad to do it.
You betcha. Okay, a bad bomb.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Shasta Gas Propane, who sponsors our weather, came by today, and he also made our
heard that
donation. And I, you know what? I can't say enough about our listeners that walk in here, our veterans, you know, that come in and they drop off these donations to help others. I can't say enough. You know, so then, you know, I don't know how much we have. What? How much time left?
About 20 seconds.
Well, you know what? When I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, this town is made up of a whole lot of good guys.
Amen.
And good guys, both men and women.
10 seconds.
We know who the good guys are here. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One public health advocate calls it one of the most important life-saving actions the FDA could take. The agency wants to require the food industry to phase out trans fats. The FDA commissioner says eliminating them could prevent 20,000 heart attacks and 7,000 deaths each year. In Detroit last night,
somebody got killed, you know. It was obvious, all the gunshots, that's all I heard. Just
that man tells WJBK-TV he heard the gunfire that left three men dead, six others wounded, at a Detroit barber shop.
After the shooter fired the initial volley of rounds, exited his vehicle, and fired from a high-powered rifle into the rear of the barber shop through an open door. At the time, the room had approximately 20 to 30 people in it.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig says there is a person of interest in custody. Also at SRNNews.com.